do. I'm just gonna start doing this because editing in our intro music is annoying.
So no more intro music.
Nah, that was our intro music.
Oh, got it.
Okay, just change the mic volume. We're back. You guys won't tell anything. Wonderful world of editing.
Woo!
All right. This might be our worst top five ever yet, but ever.
No, I don't think so. I think it's a good one.
Would you like to announce it?
This week, we are doing our top five TikTok trends.
Woo! Yay! We're such fucking... We're gross.
We're really gross. But I thought it was a good idea because we mentioned TikTok like 50 times in our song one.
Yeah, that's true.
That's.
I mean, I don't think any of mine are connecting. I mean, it was 2 weeks ago, but...
None of mine connect to the music, necessarily.
Some of mine have music in it.
Yeah, I think mine are pretty much all music.
All right. Before we get into this, we'd like to have a word from our sponsors.
Juan's Own Calzones.
Juan's Own Calzones. Get yourself a Tomcat today for just $9.
I don't know.
Get yourself a Tomcat today. Juan's Own, please sponsor us.
Please sponsor us. We're both in college, and we eat Juan's Own, and that costs money.
Like, people know what Juan's Own is. For those of you that don't know what Juan's Own is, it's the better version of a DP dough.
They don't have that everywhere.
Yeah, they do. It is a college chain. That's why there's one next to Stony Brook. There's one in Cortland, Oneonta. Shout out to those places.
Totally.
Shout out to Rochester. About to get whooped by our swim team later today. 6 p.m. Be there, be square.
Yeah.
Even though this is going to go out like 2 weeks after.
Yeah. Also, I can't even go.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Number five. Let me just say... Sophia made her list first, and I always let her do it, and I'm like, oh, just send me yours, make sure we don't have the same ones. She stole, like, three that I would put on my list.
Nah, are you serious?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I'll bring it up, but...
Yeah.
I mean, 5, 4, and 3 are, like, yeah. My number 5 is the Kesha sound, where they do, what song is that? I'm so dumb, aren't I?
Die Young.
And they knock on the person's door and just slam on it so hard. Which, I would have put it higher, but, like, if you're doing that to someone you don't know, that's kind of fucked up.
It's like, you shouldn't do that to somebody you don't know. I've seen people do it in entire, like, dorm hallways.
Yeah.
Like, they take, like industrial speakers and plop it in the middle. And they have, like, two people at each door to, like, kick it. And then they run. Like, it's, like menacing.
It's chaotic. That is waking up and choosing violence.
Oh, my God. Beyond choosing violence. I don't know what goes past violence.
That is straight.
It's past.
That's treason.
Literally treason. They're like, you're going to jail. You know why?
Yeah.
You banged on somebody's door. Like, a little bit, what?
So, yeah, that made my number 5. I would do it to someone like Sophia. I think that would be hilarious.
That would be funny, but doing it to, like...
I'm not doing it to a random person. Nah. If I know my friend's in a meeting, I'm not doing it. Because, you know, with Zoom University. But I think it is hilarious every time I see it. I saw someone do it to a Sweet Caroline. And they did the bump, bump, bump. Ah, that was so funny.
Yeah, it's like... I've seen it with both of those songs.
Mm.
I haven't seen it done with anything else, but I think... Those have good, like, solid, like, beats to, like, hit.
I mean, we'll probably get some more.
Yeah.
There were these girls that just started, like, tapping on the door and weren't on beat at all. That was hilarious.
I keep seeing people talk about that in the comments of the videos, like, where they're, like, kicking, like, really hard. And they're, like, finally someone's on beat. Those girls were not on beat, blah, blah, blah. And I'm...
Yeah.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, my God.
It's like when you miss the original, like...
Hold on, Okay, you go on with your number 5. I just remembered something and I need to change.
Okay. My number 5 is... I just learned what it was called last night when I was looking. First of all...
Really? You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know what it was called. I had a really hard time with this one somehow because I figured I would just go back in my likes and my saved and I would pick trends from there. But my entire For You page for like the last month since Harry Styles has been on tour is just clips from the shows. So all of my saved, all of my like feed is just Harry Styles. So it was hard to like get a good grouping of trends, but you know, I got there.
Nico went through my favorites and just added every single thirst trap to my favorite last night. So
got it.
I got like 10 on there. Special honorable mention to the thirst traps.
Shout out thirst traps. But my number 5 is the Still Into You Drill remix. Ooh. I don't know what drill is necessarily. My friend was trying to teach me yesterday because I was picking them out and I was like, I looked at the name of the sound and it was like drill remix. And I was like, what is drill?
But what then do they explain it as?
They played it.
Okay.
A bunch of songs. And it just sounds like trap.
Drill is British rap.
Okay, so why is that any different?
Because they're British.
So,
the same way K-pop is just Korean's version of pop.
Yeah, but it's very similar to, like, American pop.
Okay.
K-pop? Like, you know, like...
But...
drill sounds just like trap.
Mm.
It's distinct in its own, like... there was the... Oh, my God. Body? The one that went around for a long time?
Yeah.
That's the one where it's, well, like... Adiola, I wanna roll with a geezer. Yeah. Go to, like, a...
I just like this song.
No, it's a good song. Yeah, that, there's that, like...
That's drill. That's different.
It's similar to trap, I think.
It's similar.
It's just...
British.
It, yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Tuesday. Yeah, in it. Oh, it's Wednesday. Damn. Yeah, so that's my number 5, because the dance that goes along with it, I don't know what that's called. But you, like, roll your arms in a circle and, like,
woo-walk.
Kick it. Oh, okay,
that's
I don't know what that is.
Oh my god, what's the other drill song I know?
It's, like, mesmerizing. Like, I saw this video, and it was to this sound, and it was two guys, like, dressed, like, 2007, 2008, like, punk, and they're at, like, a train station, like, on the side, like, of the tracks. And this one guy, like, spills his drink and slides in it towards the camera. It was, like, the coolest thing I've seen in weeks. Like,
I have not seen that.
It was so cool. It's the only one I have saved. I don't know if I could... I'll show it to you after.
Okay.
Because I don't want to play the sound. But, yeah. So, that's my number 5.
All right. My number 4. I changed... My original number 4 is now a honorable mention. Because I remembered my favorite number 1.
Mm.
Number 4. No Bones.
No Bones is not a trend. I was gonna do No Bones. That's one guy.
Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's making videos like, oh, it's a No Bones day. I saw someone that's like, what's stopping him from re-recording and, like, gaslighting us?
Yeah. Oh.
It's a trend.
Damn.
If it's going around that much, I'm gonna say it's a trend. And if I can go to one of my classes and people who don't have TikTok, how, literally know what I'm talking about, I'm going to say it's a trend.
Yeah, alright.
No Bones is great. Today feels like a Bones day, and you know what, I will go check after this.
Yeah, I think today is going to be a Bones day. I can feel it. It's 65 degrees, and I have no class. You have class later.
End meeting. For all of you that don't know what we're talking about, there's a pug named Noodle. His owner picks him up out of bed and places him back down. If he just flops right back down, it's a No Bones day. You take it easy. You don't get out of bed. You're vibing.
Mm-hmm.
If it is a Bones day, you gotta go get stuff done. Be productive. Get out there.
Yeah.
And that's really it.
Yeah, no, I love Bones day. It's usually I miss these, like, these little trends that are, like, specific to one, like, animal, like a bunny. I was really late to bunny.
Bunny is one of my honorable mentions.
I
don't think I wrote it down, but
I
love
her in there, but
bunny.
Bunny scares the shit out of me. Like
he did not post
so
yet today.
Scary. It's too early. Doesn't he live, like, on the West Coast?
I thought he normally posted around 10.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, but no, I'm so glad I'm on time with, like, Bones. And I put something up on my Snapchat story, and it was a picture of Eastman, and it was a bad day, I guess. We probably just had class. I don't think anything else happened. And I said, the least Bones day feeling Bones day. And I had one of my friends who's a freshman swipe up on it and say, freshman question, what's Bones day?
Freshman question.
And I was like, nah, like, it has nothing to do with school. Like, I mean, it does. It totally does.
I mean, it does for us, but not
actually. Because we know about it. But, like, if you literally just attend school here and you don't know what Bones Day is, you're okay.
Yeah. But you should.
You should know. Okay. My number four, it's a little old now, I guess. My next one is too. Devious Licks.
Oh, love it.
I think they're so funny. Every time I see a napkin container in the dining hall, I want to steal it now for some reason because so many people took them.
There is definitely not one in my kitchen.
Oh, currently. For sure not.
Definitely not.
People, like,
literally. Deborah Stanley, don't kick me out of college.
Please. No, there was, like not enough in the dining hall for a little while. But apparently people were taking them, using the napkins, and returning them so they got filled, and then taking a new one.
That's funny.
But, yeah, I really love the Devious Licks. I think they're funny. They're, for the most part, they're pretty harmless. So it's, like, you know, not that I condone stealing, necessarily, but
yeah.
When it's, like, little things, it's funny. Or when people are, like, I saw one, and it's, like, a set of, like, lockers on the street.
Yeah.
And they're, like, Devious Lick, and it's, like 8 lockers. And I was, like, yo. Like, that's funny. To me, at least, but.
Yeah. And there's definitely people that aren't serious about it. They're just, like, they show, like, their car, and they're, like, oh, I just pulled this Devious Lick.
Well, yeah,
their dad's a cop, and they show her the dad's cop car.
I saw a video.
Those, I think, are funny.
And also, there was a guy with, like, you know, the, like, big, like, industrial microscopes that we used in high school.
Yeah,
somebody, like, putting one in his backpack, and the comments were so tight. They were like, you can't take that. They're so expensive. You're literally going to get kicked out of school. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, that person definitely was not taking it. Like, also, those things are so heavy. Would not want to walk around with that in my backpack.
No.
Like,
no.
But they're good. They're lighthearted. Like,
the lighthearted ones are good.
Yeah.
If I had it on here, I would keep it this low. Same reason as the Kesha thing.
Yeah.
You gotta keep it normal. Keep it casual. Don't steal anything that'll get you in trouble.
Yeah.
Not that I ever stole anything in a devious, like, form.
No, never.
If I did, it would be a e-cigarettes are not permitted on campus poster that has been up since I was a freshman.
November?
Yeah.
Not even November.
It's been up since I was a freshman.
I would like.
And, you know, if I did, I would take that.
Perchance. If I had the opportunity, would take one of each piece of, I guess, silverware or not, because silverware is just. I would take one piece of table setting. Each table setting piece, like every plate, every bowl, every silverware from the dining hall. I would just take one of each.
If you see, sophomore year, I was a self-proclaimed klepto.
Yeah.
And then I got bored of it and returned everything.
Oh.
Yeah. But now. Number three.
Yeah, anyways.
Before Deborah Stanley kills us.
Literally.
My number three, I love it. Honestly, I think number three is a good spot for it. The Rock song.
With Tech N9ne. The Rock? Yeah.
Like, no, The Rock. Is... It's about drive. It's about power.
I've seen people...
Stay hungry.
They're like, it's literally good. And I'm like, it's...
It is so bad. I like Tech N9ne, but this is trash.
Tech N9ne is good, but The Rock, apparently. apparently isn't. I didn't know he was making a debut into music.
No, like, that man is just doing side missions now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw, oh my god, that reminds me, I saw a TikTok, and it was Shaq in the, like, on the barricade at a rave. Yeah. And I was like, I was so taken aback by it, and everyone in the comments was like, just doing side missions now, like...
Well, yeah, because what else are you gonna do? You're already, like, the biggest entertainment star. Rich.
But, yeah, The Rock, like he it's didn't so need funny. To make music.
No, but it's so hilarious, and it's so bad. But, like, he has some good flow, but, like...
Yeah, but...
He's like, just, it's about drive, it's about power. Like, who?
Like, what? No, it's not. It's literally not.
Like, when I'm... Don't mind me. I'm plugging in my laptop if you can't hear me. If I am listening to music in the gym, I either need something to, A, remind me that I'm just trying to look good during sex, so I'm listening to, like, 21 Savage, or, okay. B, I need something to fight my demons, which definitely is not that song.
Not The Rock.
No. But, okay.
When I work out, I listen to a lot of EDM, because it's just, like... Like, I can't, like, focus on the lyrics, like...
Oh, I need them.
No, I just, like... Like, pure, like, beat and, like...
No, I have a gym playlist called I'm Ready to Fight God or Become Him. And the photo is John Cena going Super Saiyan.
Got it. Literally got it.
Anyway, rock song, hilarious. I saw a video, and it's just, like, you know, your normal bench press. Mm-hmm. 45s on each side. No one there. No one on the bench. But the bar just starts benching like there's someone doing it. But it's like a ghost doing it. You know, you don't see anything.
It's a drive.
But then it says, POV, your dad hears this song. And as someone that has a father who is not alive anymore, I fucking cackled at that one.
I don't understand.
It's just an empty bench that starts going and it's like, POV, your dad heard the rock
song. Like, the song killed him?
No, like, your dad... Came back from the dead to work out because he heard the... Sophia.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to try to find it. You go ahead with your number three.
Okay. My number three... Okay, this one, like I said, this one is a little old. What is this on the TV?
My mom has one of those.
Literally what? Oh my god! Oh my god! Literally what?
For anyone wondering, it's the Navage. It shoots the water up one nostril and comes out the other nostril.
That was deeply disturbing.
My mom does it.
People apparently really like it, but like...
I would try it. I never did with my mom, but I
would.
Do you
ever like breathe in the shower and like a drop goes down your nose?
Well, no. You put it up your nose and breathe through your mouth.
Yeah, but like...
Shut up, you mouth
breather. I don't want to... Okay, yeah, I am a mouth breather.
Oh, this one.
Oh.
It's about drive, it's about power. We stay hungry, we devour. Put in work, put in the hours, like, and take what's
ours.
It's
just not even good. Like, he's just...
Well, I'm sure the video...
So bad what he does.
Yeah. I'm sure this video... the top comment said John Cena going crazy. Oh.
That's my favorite, like...
Yeah, someone commented, this is funny because my dad's dead. That one's kind of tough. This person said Juice WRLD getting gained then. Is your dad dead or is he John Cena?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, no. That video hits for me.
Anyway.
So you're number three.
Yeah, my number three is old, but it's just people stitching videos and it cutting to them banging a credit card on the table. Like, where shit is, like, stuff is, like, shaking, like, everywhere. I've seen them where things are, like, falling off the walls, like... I think it's just so funny. And for a while, it was, like, indoctrinated into my, like, movements. Like, because I'm very handsy. You can't see because it's a podcast. But I, like, talk with my hands a lot. And when I, like, really wanted something, I would just start banging my fist on stuff. Like, pretending there was a card in it. There never was. But, yeah, I think it's so funny because it's always, like, weird stuff. Yeah, I don't have much to say about that one.
No, I love it when it's just, like, there are, like, really stupid ones aimed towards guys, and it's, like, you know, some fish opening its mouth really wide, and then the guy's like, where can I find that?
Yep.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, got it.
No, I find those so funny, and that would have been on mine, but she already wrote it down.
Might be.
Fuck you.
That's literally what you get for not... Sorry. That's what you get for not being prepared. I told you I was going to do them during class yesterday.
And then you skipped class.
Fun side note. Yeah, skip class. sorry, Professor Mirabito. I just didn't want to learn about drugs. That's not true. I was having a breakdown. So, yeah, I was going to do it during class. Going to do it during class, and then I didn't. So, I did it last night at, like, midnight, almost. So, there was, like, a 10-hour gap there. And I told you in the morning that I was going to be, like, doing it during class. So, really, you could have had your list before me.
Well, I was waiting on you.
Well, you didn't remind me, so I forgot. Repeat.
Oh, my fault. I'm the asshole.
I don't
here.
Remember anything. I was in... Okay, so we both volunteer at the same place. Shout out shop.
Shout out to me being done with shop.
Shout out to me being there tonight. I have... 3, 6, 9, 10, I have 12 hours done out of 20. Love that. Tonight will be 15, and then I'm there Saturday. That'll be 18. Then I have one more day. Love that.
Sweet.
Anyways, didn't need to tell everybody that. I'm sitting there yesterday for 3 hours doing nothing. And that's absolutely when I should have done it.
Yeah.
But I didn't. It was silent and I did no work.
Yeah. Shop with our food pantry, by the way.
Yeah. Students helping Ospears, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's super sweet. If you go to Oswego, come through. I'll set you up an ID. We really don't have much right now. I think somebody needs to go shopping.
When this podcast goes out, you'll probably be done.
I will definitely be done.
Yeah.
I'm literally done after this week.
Okay. My number two, which was originally my number one. But what is that noise?
It's just probably like the pipes. That's I don't think so you'll be weird. Able to hear it on there.
No, but I'm... Okay, anyway.
At home.
My number two... It's the video game trend. When everyone's like, no?
Is it the one with, like, Sims and it's like... I saw one and this guy went to, like, leave the room and he was like, oh, can't. Gotta piss my pants first. And
yes.
And he literally
yes, but
his
that's
pants.
Not the Sims.
Oh, what is that?
It's kind of based off Life is Strange, which is one of my favorite video games in the whole world. Life is Strange is, like, my number three video game I've ever played. Shout out to Life is Strange. But, you know, the music that they use for it is also Life is Strange.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I love it. And there was one I saw this morning of, like, a wife on the stairs, and she's in, like, a robe. She's like, you gotta do the dishes first before we have sex. And the guy turns around, he's like, I think I have to do the dishes first. They're always, like, bobbing like idiots,
yeah,
but it's
yeah.
so...
It makes it so much better.
No, it's so true to the game.
That's why I thought Sims did that. I don't play video games. Sorry for anyone who's, like, offended by me not knowing this. Like, I don't play video games. My friend Tyler plays this game, something at 6. I forget what it's...
What?
I forget what it's... Like, there's another word that starts with an S, and then it's at 6.
I think I gotta do the dishes.
Yeah, and like, they're always, like, lagging and, like trying to get through. This one was funny.
I saw that one.
This guy, like, throws his shirt on the floor, and the girlfriend is, like, telling him. He tries to leave, but then the girlfriend just tells him, like, no, pick it up. I think this trend came from, like, the original... Skyrim in real life trend.
I've never seen that either.
Well, that was like one guy that did it a few times, and it was just so funny. And it's like Skyrim, but I'm in college. And he came into his dorm room, and it's like, hello, weary traveler. May I interest you in some snacks? And he has like ramen and a beer.
Love that.
It's like, I never played Skyrim.
Diet.
Sue me. But it was really funny, and it was like, I love video games, and I love college, and everything just mixed together, and it was hilarious.
I recently learned about What? Oh my god, now I'm not even gonna remember what game it is. Because I was talking about Leafy. Leafy is here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to watch his videos all the time. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Rainbow Six Siege?
No.
No, that's
like
the one you know Gabby bought her brother fat. Shout out to Gabby.
Literally, shout out to Gabby. Hope you're doing okay. No, it's, I forget what it's called. It's something at six, and it starts with an S. I don't know. But it's like basically like pulled back Sims, like.
Huh?
Like.
Oh, what he's playing?
Yeah, but so what I was saying is, I learned that the game that Leafy plays is CS:GO.
Yes.
I didn't know that. I thought that was Overwatch. So for the last 6 years, I thought that's what Overwatch looks like.
All right, we're gonna take a break real quick.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
are you
kidding me? I didn't know because, you know, I was just like taking the name from the game, like.
Okay.
Because he does the surfing thing so much, so I was like, oh, like Overwatching, like he's watching over.
No.
Like.
Okay.
Stuff.
CS:GO is Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike.
Global Offensive.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I didn't know that.
It is straight up, it is a first-person shooter.
Yeah.
But everyone, since it's like a PC game, they can like mod it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about doing top 5 video games, but like,
I literally don't know any.
Yeah.
Mine
would
be like,
I also
like
thought
Bejeweled.
Of like top 5 game apps, and number 1 would be Angry Bird.
Yo. Not Angry Birds, come on.
No, it'd be Subway Surfers.
So, oh,
I'm back on that
God.
Grind.
That is, like, the best game ever.
Anyway.
I play a lot of brain games, because I suck.
Anyway, CS:GO. Sorry you guys have to listen through this. We're trying to pick up the time.
Yeah.
So, CS:GO. Shooter game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Overwatch. Also a first-person shooter game. But it looks like this.
Oh, it's more pretty and fun.
Yeah, it's like cartoon.
More rounded, yeah. Yeah, that's the word. Oh,
here, how much time do we have before my meeting? Because I have
sit?
Overwatch.
I'm not playing that.
Well, I can at least show you it.
Okay, yeah. So the game that I was talking about that my friend plays is called Songs of Six.
Literally never heard of that.
It's a computer game, and you, like, create a whole little, like, city. Like, yeah, this looks like something, like, kids would play.
Yeah.
Like, Overwatch seems like it's SYX.
Oh, that's why.
I didn't know that.
That's why
yeah.
I can't find it.
Songs of Six. It looks like fun. Like,
oh,
you,
okay.
You
it
have,
kinda,
like, people you're responsible for, and, like.
It almost looks like, Civ.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what that is, do
no,
you?
No, I totally know. I yeah, absolutely know. You can look up Civilization. And a video game comes up? Not.
Yeah. Well.
Not like Civilization as a whole?
Well, just Civilization is a video game title. I feel like if you look up a specific one. Anyway, yeah, sure. Anyway. The video game trend. I really like it. I think it is absolutely hilarious. I love video games. The video game it is based off of is one of my favorites. With that being said, shout out Life is Strange True Colors.
Ooh.
Play that game. You're number two.
My number two, as I said before, my whole For You page is Harry Styles. So this one, it's a transition trend. And it comes from his song Kiwi. And it says, New York baby always jacked up. Han tunnel for a nose. She's always backed up. Or it's always backed up.
Literally never heard this.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So then after it's always backed up, he's talking about cocaine, allegedly. You know, he says he's not, but then he, like, does, like, a sniff at all the shows.
Mm-hmm.
So the people put a finger over a nostril and swing their head upside down so their hair covers the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then it cuts, and they're, like, swinging back up, and they're in their, like, Love on Tour outfits.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
I think it's super cool. I just, I love getting to see everybody's tour outfits because I was supposed to go, and I didn't. So, Harry Styles, if you're listening to this, for literally whatever reason.
He's like, oh, I love.
Yeah, that's what he's going to say. Come to my show in Arkansas. That's the one that they just opened up that show.
There are 50 states and you choose Arkansas?
Bro, well, he's got two more in New York. this month. Welcome to New York. It's Halloween, so.
Well, like, you're gonna be doing anything?
I would like to be. Thank you very much. You don't need to attack me on air like this. Like, hello? On air? We're obviously live. We're recording live.
Recording live from K7 in the Village.
Yeah, from K7 in the Village. We should be in class right now. Actually not yet.
No. We're not skipping class. It got canceled.
We are not skipping class, yeah.
But we are going to try to record this before our class. Yeah. If you ever get up.
Whatever. That's my V, guys. Don't listen to me. He just stabbed my side.
Yeah, I just shanked her.
Literally just stabbed me. Didn't you hear? Shwing. That was a knife coming out of the knife holder.
What else about your number two?
So, yeah. So, it's a fun transition. Guilty conscious here because I didn't actually know the line right before the sniff sound.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it was hard tunnel, but it's Holland Tunnel. But I don't live in Europe, so I don't know what the Holland Tunnel is. Unless it's like, I think it's in New York.
I thought that was Spider-Man's butthole.
What?
Tom Holland.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. The Holland Tunnel. No, Holland Tunnel is literally in the city. So that's my fault. I've literally been to the city a million times. I didn't realize what I was saying until I said it.
What am I?
Because I've actually been in the Holland Tunnel.
You're an idiot. I can't with you. We're canceling the podcast.
Yeah. But yeah.
Sorry to the two listeners.
It was That's just one of my favorite trends. I think it's fun to see everyone's outfits and. Some of them do the transition really well. They keep the lighting the same. And, like, yeah, no, it's awesome. And I like more, like, lighthearted trends, like... Because I get some, and they're, like, really depressive. Like,
mm-hmm.
There's this one Tom O'Dell song. I can't remember the name of it right off the top of my head, but I have it in my saved music. And it's, like, just him going, like, oh, right? Yeah. And...
Bars.
Yeah, right? And it's just, like, sad videos of people, like, when they had an eating disorder, and, like, oh, and it's Another Love by Tom O'Dell, and it's the, like, chorus-y part, and yeah, like, there's some sad trends, but I really like the lighthearted ones, like, the fun ones, that's, yeah, all of these, I think, are, like, kind of fun.
Yeah.
But, all right.
Honorable mentions. Woo. Two of mine aren't really trends, but I wanted to include them. The sheer amount of NFL football content on TikTok is so great and so funny. There's this one guy that does, like, fantasy football therapy, and it has people that didn't score a lot of points, and he's, like, yelling at them. And, you know, it's a very targeted audience, but I think it's hilarious.
I did terrible in fantasy this week.
I... did great. I'm 5-1. No one else in my league has a better record.
No, I'm 2-5, I think.
Oh, the league with your ex-boyfriend?
Yep. Shout out all of you, because none of you speak to me anymore.
Oh, Vinny beat you?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Shout out to Vinny Faller. He's great.
Why? What is bye? Oh, it's a bye week. I'm really just kidding. I forgot they're both on the same team.
Alright, welcome to... our podcast where we talk fantasy football.
Yeah, so I had Nick Chubb in last week, and he was projected to do pretty well, and then he
got hurt.
So I had to take him out after my other good running back played, so I couldn't even put him in.
Mm-hmm.
So he was on my bench doing really well, and so I, like, lost bad, and I think I'm supposed to lose this week, too.
Well,
yeah, I'm projected 89.
Okay, well, you have
Yes,
we'll do that after. Yeah. All right, the NFL content, it's great. The other one is just all the cooking stuff on there, which is not as much as a target demographic, because everyone can cook. Shout out Ratatouille.
It's not even true. I can't cook.
Everyone can doesn't mean everyone should.
Valid.
But... you know, I've gotten so many recipes from TikTok, and they're so good, and I love it. Shout out. One of them is That Guy Cooks Food, I think. He's the one that always slaps the table and, like, kicks his fridge.
Yeah. I don't think I like him that much.
I mean, personality, meh. But recipe, damn, they are good. Like, I took some, like, really bad flank whatever steak last night and made it into quesadillas.
Yum. Literally, where was my invite?
Literally, there's some in the fridge right now.
I'm not eating that for breakfast.
Well, that sounds like you're a problem. Anyway, the steak was so good. And I almost just left it as just the steak. Okay. Other, my actual trend ones are the stallion one.
I know it ain't the stallion.
You know it's your girl. So funny.
Shout out Keke Palmer.
Yeah, sure.
That's what it is.
I know, but meh.
I don't know. The
other one is the guy who's like pours cheese all over his food and then starts dancing.
The old guy?
Yeah, he's never on beat. Never on beat.
Oh my god.
But
I
grouped that together with the Russian guy that's always dancing. He like kicks off his shoes and goes.
Yeah.
But
I love him.
I haven't seen him in a while, but I've seen the eating one, and I put those two together because they're like the same exact thing, and I thought they were funny.
I love that.
I think this one would be my number six if I had it. Mm-hmm. Like I say, that's my thing now. The girl who does the logos.
Wait, no, I'm thinking of something else. What are you talking about?
She does, like, logos. She's like, I have a degree in graphic design, and I'm redoing these logos, but they just look terrible.
I've never seen that.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
I thought of the girl who makes the cakes of people, like, the shaped-out cakes with, like, intense fondant and stuff, and people have done, like, Handsome Squidward was on there once. And
yeah,
was,
no, like, that stuff is funny.
Like, for some reason, that's what I thought of, rather than...
No. She did one for the Detroit Lions, mm-hmm. but then she just said the Detroit Lions.
She's pretty.
Yes, very pretty. She just said the Detroit Lions. So instead of the Lions, they were just straight lines. Oh, no. So, look, she does Starbucks.
Uh-huh. Well, nobody can really look. It's, I guess, more so just for me.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone.
I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about. But she makes them, like, really bad, and then has, like, really bad reasons for it. She's like, I changed this just because I didn't like it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, they're terrible.
Does she know that they're bad?
Yeah, like, that's the whole joke.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if she was, like,
no, she is not serious. Oh, don't mind that.
My bad.
Hold on. What's her at? Emily Zugza?
Oh, my God. You know who I love?
Hmm.
Emily Marico, I think. It's the girl who, cooks. Oh, my God.
I just showed her the NFL logo. But, like, they have been changing their logos to them.
Right, like,
this company.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it's, like, it's all TikTok. It's all, you know.
Run by teenagers.
Yeah, look, that's what she changed the Apple logo to. Did you see it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's really hilarious. She doesn't post that often, and people really hate her when she doesn't do a logo video, which I think she's just funny in general.
I hate that, when people get so tight about, like...
Yeah, like, don't get tight about it, just, like, ignore it. Your honorable mentions.
Okay, so I have a couple that aren't trends, necessarily, but
same.
People I like. So the first is Emily Marico, like I just said. She made the salmon rice. Her videos are just fun. She eats all this stuff that I've, like, never seen before, like, in my life. And I think it's just, like, exciting, because, you know.
But you don't cook.
Yeah, I don't cook, and I probably wouldn't eat any of it, because I don't eat. Get that out of my face.
I was going to say this was one of mine.
Nah.
Okay, well, I love SM6. I don't listen to their music, but they are hilarious together. And, I forget their names, but her... In love with her.
Emily? Maybe?
I thought Emily was the younger one. Yeah. Isabel? No, isn't Isabel the really young one?
I have no idea. I don't...
No, Isabel. Isabel from SM6, if you are listening to this, oh my god, I will treat you right.
That's it for today!
Your other honorable mentions.
Then this one is another, like, non-trend one, but it's this guy who must be, like, a teacher, like, of young kids, and he stands up and he, like, reenacts his interactions with his kids.
And they just say random
and
stuff.
And they say random stuff, and then they do, like, cartwheels on the ground, like, and it just pans back to him, like, staring at them, like, bewildered. They're not even funny, but I think they're hilarious, like... Because every time, they're so spot on. Like, these kids, oh my god. He's like, don't forget, like, we have a test tomorrow, so make sure you study. And some kid raises his hand, he's like, yeah, what do you have to say? And he's like, my aunt died yesterday. We don't have any food in the fridge. Like, shit like that. It's so funny. Yes, this guy. Yes, I love him. Yeah, and his stomach is always sticking out. Like, it's so funny. Yep.
Tomorrow's probably my aunt's birthday.
Yes!
Probably my aunt's birthday, I think.
I love that because it's so characteristic to, like, what kids are literally like. Like, I was saying just the other day, before I started seeing them, like, my favorite thing that kids do is when they just are like, watch this.
And then do something completely stupid.
They do something so stupid and they, like, just throw their body on the floor or. Or. When they start breakdancing out of nowhere. Mm. Or, like, when you're at, like, a party, like, a family party, and somebody puts music on, and they're like, watch me breakdance. Because my brother was, like, kind of that kid. Because he actually, like, could breakdance, but...
Shout out to Gabe.
I haven't spoken to him in, like, days. Apparently he's mad at me, according to my mom, because I won't send... Oh, my God. So, I just recently started skateboarding, everyone. Sorry that you're hearing about my life. And... I bought a skateboard, and I spoke to my mom the other day, and I was like, yeah, I haven't talked to Gabe in a while. She was like, yeah, he's mad at you because you haven't sent him a picture of your skateboard. I would like to add that he has not asked me once for a picture of it. So he just thinks I'm going to hear with my brain that he wants a picture of my skateboard. So shout out to Gabe. If you're listening, literally never speak to me again. You're excommunicated from the family. Anyways... my other honorable mentions is this red car. I think it's one account, but it's this beat up red car, like, in Europe, and it just bumps into stuff and like drives really fast over
I haven't seen that.
Oh my god. It's like it gets like airtime. It's so funny, and I only see them every so often. It comes up like once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one is old, but the Total Drama Island trend.
Good morning, campers. Our first challenge today.
No. It was the theme song, and people were, like, posing, and they were dressed up, and then it would, when it was like, nah. Like,
I thought it was, like, the good morning, campers. Today's challenge is to find a reason to keep going.
No, well, yes, those were funny, too, but, like, I like the one where they switch, and it's, like, to the characters, or to something totally different. I just think it's so much fun. And then my favorite honorable mention is that video of the person dancing at, like, a carnival or something, or, like, a boardwalk. Like, the background is, like, yellow and, like, red, and he's dancing, and he's, like, swinging his arms around, and people put music to it.
Yes.
And put the lyrics on the screen. And it's, like, edited, like, that girl with the rainbow hair, mm-hmm. kind of like that. I think, I don't know what they put that in to, like, get it edited that way.
Yeah.
I love those, especially because people always do, like, MGMT to that video.
Well, I see people do it for, like, someone did it for Gary Come Home.
Yeah, no, I've seen it for ridiculous stuff, but, like, when it's, like, good songs, like, it just, like, scratches this itch in my brain, like, so nicely that I didn't even know it was there. So, that, if I was to steal your number six bit, I'd probably stick that at number six.
Got it. All right.
Oh, my God.
My number one, and I think a lot of you will agree. Couch guy TikTok is so hilarious, and there is not a video of a couple I don't see that doesn't involve a comment that says couch guy could never.
Yeah, or hashtag couch guy.
Yeah, and just all of these people are so obsessed. Like, her hand was there, he grabbed his. It's so funny. And then seeing the guy respond to them. And, like,
I've
posting, he posted, like, a video of just the couch. He's like, oh, imagine doing this, like, making fun of them. Like, he's not cheating on his girlfriend. Mm. I've seen conspiracies that the girlfriend's the a-hole. That, like, he wanted to break up with her and then she just showed up or something.
Oh.
But, There is more conspiracy behind this than the moon landing. It blows.
I don't know if I go that far.
It blows my mind. I am so bewildered by it, and it's so funny every time.
I think it's definitely funny, because some of the reenactments are so good. I saw one, and a girl's walking in with a backpack, and it's filled with red flags. I think it was, oh my god, never mind, I'm totally kidding. It wasn't red flags, it's like pom-poms, because she was on either a cheer team or a dance team, like a college dance team. Mm. But somebody in the comments was like, oh my god, it's like red flags.
Mm.
But like,
I've seen ones with like, when your dog comes in and you're playing with a different dog.
That's my favorite variation of it.
Yeah. But also, side note, I guess another honorable mention, I guess. But there is, whenever there's, it's not really a trend, kind of. Whenever there's like a cute couple, and then all the comments say, oh my god, you look so great, I'm preying on your downfall.
Yeah.
I hope you guys sleep well and don't wake up.
Yeah. Literally so cute, gotta go jump off my roof. Like, yeah. I think those are so funny.
You don't even get to say that. Shut up.
Okay.
Imagine being in a relationship.
Yeah, imagine that. That's disgusting.
Shut up. I'm gonna hit disgusting. You.
Literally do it. Okay. Guys, I'm dead on the floor.
Sophia's dead.
Got anything else for your number one?
Couch guy. It's couch guy. What more can I say? It's hilarious.
So funny. Alright. My number one, I don't know how to describe it well. I have it written as chop, 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 swing, 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 transition. It's an insane clown posse party? Posse, yeah.
Posse.
An ICP song, and it's a transition. Okay, I just dropped everything.
Including my alarm clock.
I'm so sorry. But it's like chop, here. Chop. Chop, swing, swing. Yeah!
Here come the po-po. Too much murder.
Like, I love them. And there's one girl who does it, and she's crazy. Like, I love women. Shout out. Literally, shout out women.
Do you know who?
I have it saved, I think. I could find it, but... it's like, I love Halloween, so it's totally up my alley in the first place, and I think it's just very fun that people, like, get so into it. They do, like, a ton of makeup, and stuff. Yeah, no, it's very cool. I'm definitely a fan.
I like it, too, but maybe not at number one.
Oh, totally number one. It was stuck in my head for, like, a week. Like...
Well, it was also a trend last Halloween, and I really...
I don't remember it from last year.
I remember it from last year. But also, like, my TikTok then would definitely show me it then.
Oh, I never saw it. That's kind of sad, because I like it. Now I'm sad. Yeah, I can't find it. It's, like, number one on the sound, though, like, or it was. It was, like, pretty high up.
Is it her?
No. She looks like a gamer.
Well, yeah.
Come on, Gizha. Oh, my God. Guys, sorry. I'm still trying to find it. It's really not working. But, yeah, I just think it's, like, really funky and fun. 'Tis the season, I guess. And yeah, I don't know. Stop literally watching TikToks.
Oh, well, this was a different sound, but it was from the same song, and I remember that one.
I thought that was from Five Nights at Freddy.
No, that was another Insane Clown Posse.
Oh. I just didn't know
this girl?
No, go to the sound, though. Go to the sound.
This is the sound.
Okay, sorry, guys. Still trying to find it. Okay, this is Snitchery. I love her. For anybody who doesn't know Snitchery, okay, yeah, like, she literally kills me. She's so hot.
More attractive, fucking, oh my god, what's her name?
Hello?
Ugh, I can't remember her name. Never mind. Ignore me.
Oh my god, and now I can't find the girl. She was at the top for a long time. But she did it so well. And there's a girl who's done, like, so many versions of it, and she's scattered through here.
I like this guy.
Isn't he a twin? Do you guys know those twins and they have like curly hair and they look like they're from
Curly
the
Fuck
City? Curlier
Fuck? I don't know.
Like, is one of them curly or one of them curlier? Okay.
I'm pretty sure they're both curly.
Yeah, I'll find the girl later. But yeah, no, that's like definitely my favorite one right now. Like when I said we should do TikTok trends, that was the only one in my brain because like I said, I have no normal TikToks on my feed right now. I did get some Couch Guy. I didn't get Bones Day until people started saying it around me.
Oh, I got it a while ago, I think. I might have had people reacting to it, then I found
it. Yeah. But, no, I'm definitely a fan of the ICP song. Also, there's a line from an Eminem song. It's from Marshall Mathers LP2, I believe. It's called Asshole. And I don't know what the line is before, but he goes, ICP in this bitch. And I just realized, as I said it out loud, that he's talking about, like, a whole other, like, group. Like, musician group. I didn't know that.
Shout out to Insane Clown Posse's song. I forget what the song's called, but he says, magnets, how do they work?
Literally, how do they work? Stranger Things. I don't know why I made that connection and why
I don't even know what connection that is.
You didn't watch Stranger Things?
No.
Oh.
We'll come back next week to find out what our favorite TV shows are. Perfect transition.
Oh, great.
God, we're great. Amazing. All right, we're past 50 minutes.
We're really bad at this.
All right. We will. You guys will be hearing this like 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
But it's fine. We're trying to get back on track. So you'll hear it when we want you to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, we own you.
I feel like we should probably send this one out first. Because trends are going to be gone in a week. Oh, that's
true. Guys, totally just kidding. I guess you'll hear this in, like,
3 days.
3 days, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? This is honorary number 3, and it's, like, 3.2.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll probably go into the other podcast and just record a little snippet before, like, hey, guys, we're sorry. We really messed up.
RB. Oh, my God. I didn't even think about trends being trends and, like, disappearing. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
If we're doing, like, all-time trends... Well, number one is, What is the...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love that one.
Shut up. Anyway.
No, I couldn't do all-time trends.
Ah!
Oh, my God.
Keep dropping. All right, we're leaving.
Okay, this is a train wreck.
Okay, no more outro music. Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.